You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Yo, what's up, furs and friends? It's your favorite bleeding-hearted blue dragon in your ears once again. Thanks for tuning in, the new listeners and the old listeners. Welcome to the show. Today I'm sitting down with Hyena, the black furry that's part metalhead, part hyena.
And more like part emo.
Emo feels.
Yeah.
And part aspiring poet / songwriter. Mm-hmm. You can catch him at Yeens of Steel on Twitter. Thanks super duper much for coming on the show. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Yeah, no, I'm really glad to be here. Like, really glad to just kind of do this interview, get to know y'all.
Hell yeah, dude. I love your taste in music.
Yeah, no, thank you. I am very passionate about music. I feel like all me and my brothers are just very passionate about collecting music, sharing music. But I'm the only one out of all of us who doesn't actually make music, and I'm trying to. So, yeah.
Hey, dude, you got all the time in the world, especially with Mrs. Rodin going around right now, keeping everybody in their houses.
Yeah, I was laughing earlier because I would have gone to my first furry convention. I would have been at FWA or Furry Week in Atlanta if we were in a different timeline. But it's okay. I'm looking to 2021, 2022. Yeah.
Damn, the way the U.S. is going right now, I'm thinking 2025, honestly, but...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Pour one out for the cons. Now, before we get into the meat of the interview, I'd like to ask an icebreaker question. So, in light of the preamble today, what's the strangest thing anyone's ever assumed of you?
That's an interesting question. I mean, like, I feel like I'm... There is one thing that immediately comes to mind, partly just because it was recent, just because somebody was, like, false... Basically, character defamation, or somebody just, like, making false accusations about me, and saying that, like, I had taken funds from them, that I gave back to them, and, like, it was honestly, like, a very bizarre situation that was in a vacuum of itself. I don't want to go too into details, because it was just a complicated scenario, but, honestly, like, that's kind of the most that I've been, like, out in the spotlight with somebody hurling accusations at me. Like, I managed to kind of stay out of a lot of fire, I feel, and I definitely haven't been in the situation of a lot of people necessarily talking negatively about me, and I kind of do what I can to, I think, curate my own social image.
Damn, that kind of sucks. Someone just decided to fuck with you like that.
Yeah, no, it was just this complicated situation. We had to, like, move out of our previous location, but, like, and that was supposed to be somebody that I was going to move in with, but then mm-hmm. a lot of stuff came up. One of the things, really, was that we just met a landlord who was just really racist, like, just really, like, not pleasant, and kind of treated both me and my roommate like crap, like, as we tried to originally get this one place, and then he ended up not selling to us after 3 days of... like saying, leading us on, basically. And yeah, it's a long story. I should not get started.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, that would be quite the way to start the interview off, with your fucking racist landlord kicking you out and shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nah. Yeah, that shit was not fun.
All right, well, getting into the actual interview then. Thank you for working with me through that one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is your main persona, and how do you feel it represents you?
Yeah. So my main persona is a hyena, which, like, I feel like I originally tried to do a raccoon persona, but switched over to being a hyena. I don't really, I don't know the thing, how my Sona represents me. The thing is, like, I often, when I'm getting commissions and stuff, I literally just send, like, pictures of myself and selfies, especially because probably the most interesting feature about my Sona is his hair, since it's based off of my hair. Like, he has just, like, dreadlocks and a ponytail, but it's just really punk as hell, because I look punk as hell in real life. That's just kind of like really, like, I usually post pictures of myself just to show the kind of resemblance.
Right, because your persona is literally you, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, and even just, I think oftentimes people, when they draw like the face or whatever, like, they really just go based off of like the selfies and things I send or pictures of myself. So Sona very much just like visually like embodies like myself, I feel. Like, I feel like it's just like another cartoon character that I tried to create and just kind of roll with.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that you backed off that raccoon idea. I mean, there have been some things, you know, with the shortening of that name.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that was definitely, honestly, one factor.
Oh, there it is! There it is!
It was one factor. I just kind of didn't really feel like jumping into all that. I knew people who did use that name and just didn't know anything was wrong with it, and I had just gotten so tired of trying to correct folks, so...
Man, but... I do not blame you. Not an ounce.
Yeah...
How do you feel about white furries having fursonas that are obviously coded black, since you send literal pictures of yourself so that it looks as black as possible and authentic as possible?
Yeah, huh. I really definitely, like, yeah, just I'm thinking about that because I really do send pictures of myself because I want my Sona to be very explicitly black coded. I even try to get other parts of me or other parts of my background on and stuff, but so how I feel about like white furries doing that shit, I mean, I honestly just don't fuck with it, to be frank. Like, to be outwardly forward, like, I don't really see, I cannot comprehend why you as a white person would want to make like a and like an OC, or not even an OC, but more so a Sona, especially if that Sona is supposed to be a projection of you. Like, I don't get why you would make that main character have racially coded features that you do not personally share, especially if you're a white person, because that means that you've come from a lens of basically like white privilege or white supremacy and being on kind of the not the receiving end, more like the like benefiting from that shit, as opposed to being a person of color or literally anyone else.